Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In what was said to be a day of nationwide protests to reclaim Australia, far right-wing hate-filled extremists went out in a bid to vent their anger against Islam and all things Muslim.
The truth is that Australian culture is better than Islamic culture.
Counter-protests were also set up in a stance against bigotry and hatred, representing the true values of acceptance, tolerance, and diversity that Australia prides itself on. Indigenous Australians even put forth a simple proposition: is Australia even yours to reclaim?
What's the matter with Muslims? Christ, you're a racist.
I'm not racist, John.
Yeah, well, you're a bigot.
Meanwhile, the current leader of the One Nation, far right-wing and anti-multiculturalism political party, Pauline Hanson, took it upon herself to inform the world of the Islamic doctrine of halal food, which failed miserably.
A Muslim does not have to have halal certification. They can say a prayer over their food, which is called Bismillah.
Apart from failing to understand the mere basics of the concept of halal, her baseless attempt at linking halal food to terrorism turned out to be one of the greatest political blunders of all time, being met with mockery and laughter from onlookers worldwide. Not only are her allegations clearly unjustified and ill-founded, but they also lack common sense. For starters, she fails to realise that halal accreditation is a process no different to that of kosher, vegan, and to that of the Heart Foundation. All require a fee, and all are relevant to the various dietary needs of Australians. Nevertheless, the halal market is not only benefiting the Muslim community, but it is also greatly contributing to the Australian national economy in the form of halal exports worldwide. This not only increases revenue for Aussie farmers and businesses, but also expands our opportunities of economic growth. On a serious note, although these incidents may seem as one-off and rare outbursts, their repercussions are unfortunately being felt throughout the Muslim community. As the debate shifts from the burqa to sharia to even now the simple halal food that Muslims consume, the negative impact of such fear-mongering campaigns is taking its toll. The Australian Islamophobia Register has noted a recent influx on attacks against Muslim women in public places, including some incidents that could have been fatal. This has left many concerned community members wondering if more could be done to prevent such behaviour, or at least prevent the broadcast of such provocative and violent views. Finally, to the greater Australian public who have constantly stood up against such actions of bigotry and hatred, we acknowledge and commend you for upholding the Australian values that we all know and love. Together, we can continue to ensure that such divisive views are drowned out of the mainstream, and that this great country of ours can be a welcoming home for all races and religions.